Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you The Dissolute Duke by Sophia James, a Harlequin historical novel, performed by Carolyn Morris. Chapter 1. England, 1831. Her brothers would kill her for this. Lady Lucinda Wellingham knew that they would. Of all the hare-brained schemes that she had ever been involved with, this was the most foolish of the lot. She would be ruined, and it would be entirely her fault. "Just a kiss," the man whispered, pressing her against a wall in the corridor, the smell of strong liquor on his breath. His hands wandered across the line of her breasts, and in the ridiculously flimsy dress that she had allowed Posy Tompkins to talk her into wearing, Lucinda could feel where his next thoughts lay. Richard Allenby, 3rd Earl of Halsey, had been attractive at London society balls, but here, at a country party in Bedfordshire, he was intolerably cloying. Pushing him away, she stood up straight, pleased that her height allowed her a good few inches above his own. "I think, sir, that you have somehow got the wrong idea about my wish to—" The words were cut off as his lips covered hers. A wet, limp kiss that made her turn her head away quickly before wiping her mouth. Goodness, the man was almost panting, and it did not suit him at all. "You are here at the most infamous party of the season, and my room isn't far." His fingers closed across her forearm as he hailed two others who looked to have had as much to drink as he had. Both leered at her in the very same way that Halsey was. A mistake. She should have fled moments.